We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Mike Tomlin's season-ending press conference. It'll be a while until we hear him talk again. Jeff Hathorn was there over at Steelers headquarters. He joins us now. Jeff, your biggest takeaway from what Tomlin said today?
You know, you do this long enough, you start reading into what Mike Tomlin is saying because he'll give you clues without saying it directly. I think what we found out today is that Matt Canada will be back as offensive coordinator and that Keith Butler will retire as defensive coordinator.
Jeff, this is more opinion then. Based on that Matt Canada portion of things, how do you feel about the Steelers' offense in 2022, only knowing that he'll be back?
Yeah, so I guess I hope that it was more about the personnel than it was about the plan. That would be kind of my takeaway, and that is where, you know, Mike Tomlin, the road he was going down, is that, you know, that Canada was, a quote, attractive to him, that he liked some of the things that he was going to do, but they're either through inexperience or maybe the wrong personnel, period. They didn't have the type of group that could lead that, and that he wanted some continuity there. And alas, Matt Canada, unless there's a late-minute change, it looks like he's returning based on what Tomlin said today.
Now, going back into what you said also about Keith Butler more than likely retiring, could you see a scenario where they promote from within in terms of a guy like Terrell Austin taking over as the DC?
Yeah, a big fan of Terrell Austin. I think he's done good things at different organizations. I think when they brought him in, they've kind of given him other titles to kind of add to his value and to let him know that, hey, you know, when something comes, we're going to give you that position. I don't know if it was promised to him, but absolutely he is automatically at the short list of candidates for that position. And, you know, Tomlin said today he likes to look from within. They know guys from within. They see their pluses and minuses. I don't think that's necessarily a bad strategy to have as an organization. And I would not be surprised if it would be Terrell Austin to be the next defensive coordinator.
But now, hasn't that been one of the knocks, though, about Coach Tomlin as well, is the promoting from within, right? We always hear we want to get new blood or even just spend a little bit more money in terms of getting somebody of a little bit higher level. You don't have any type of concerns about that, though?
Oh, no. I'm not saying that. And that's a valid criticism. I'm just saying from what Tomlin has done or the way that he operates is, you know, they like to bring in guys and they'll work them as assistants or in other jobs, and they kind of work their way up into positions because they see what they can do and they trust their evaluations. I'm not saying that's always the best way because, quite frankly, what's interesting about this is Tomlin got the job because they decided to look outside of the organization. But Tomlin has very much been of the Steeler philosophy, and obviously it must be his too, of promoting from within.
Jeff's our guest right now. He was over at Steelers headquarters for Mike Tomlin's season-ending press conference. So you try to give the Steelers argument, Jeff, for why Canada's offense was so bad this year, that it was personnel-related more than anything else. But in talking to other insiders while you were over there today when the press conference wrapped up and it became clear to you guys that Canada was going to be back, what is the theory among insiders as to why he's coming back? Why is Tomlin doubling down on Matt Canada, in your opinion, from what you've heard?
For the same reasons that we discussed, or the same conversations that we had, that It's more about personnel, and that if they have a different quarterback with his system, they feel like, or Tomlin must feel like, that's going to work better, that that plan is going to work with a different quarterback. And maybe
so that's blaming Ben, right? I mean, that's blaming Ben for Canada's offensive failures then.
Not entirely, but partially, yes. That's not the system that Canada excels in. It was playing to Ben's strengths as a 39-year-old quarterback.
Jeff, to what extent do you think we actually saw Matt Canada's offense as Matt Canada then would like to call it this year?
I think we saw parts of it, but then I think we saw it scaled back because of ineffectiveness. You know, I think there's a lot more exotic things that he would like to do that they just didn't have the personnel to be able to do. So I think they simplified some of the things, sometimes just mind-numbingly so to watch in what they did. But, you know, here's the other thing that we all have to consider. And while Tomlin's putting his faith in Matt Canada, nobody really knows if he's can be an offensive coordinator in the NFL or not. He's never done it. This is the first go around, and he really only had a short time as an offensive coordinator in college. So they're putting a lot of faith in a guy that doesn't have tons of experience at that position.
Yeah. So just going back to what you had said about not really having the opportunity to see Matt Canada and some of the exotic things he wants to do because of personnel. Do you feel like they have the personnel currently right now at the quarterback position to do that, or are they going to need to make some very, very drastic changes?
Sorry, we're trying to shut the dog up.
I was just going to say, I thought I heard a couple wolfsmen in there, Jeff.
That's right. Yeah, baby.
It's back. Let's go.
Love being on the other end of this.
Let's go. I was over here trying to be professional like I didn't hear anything.
Oh, no.
I was trying hard.
I got, Arthur, I got bark radar when I'm in this room here.
So, we as we all know, I'm in Chris's grandparents' house, which is the top of a sled hill, and our one dog hates kids. So, when
Relatable.
Kids come up into the yard, the dog goes crazy, and, you know, we just wants to get out there and scare them. So that's sorry. For
Jeff,
the,
we talked about going tubing as a show and the three of us showing up at your house, drinking a bottle
Anytime.
Of bourbon and then going sledding. Would you allow for us
Anytime.
To do so?
I've got tubes.
Ooh.
Jeff, we've got a bad combination here. Your dog that hates kids and my kid that apparently grabbed the smaller dog's like hair today and tried to lift him up because he was so enraged. That
Give me my money.
The smaller dog
Give me my
was
money.
Trying to pull food off the table that was his, and he freaked out.
Arthur, try that very professional question one more time.
Yes. So, Mr. Jeff, the question that I had was in response to your comment about Matt Canada and not being able to see the full gamut of what he's capable of, how exotic and exquisite his play calling could be because of the personnel. So my question to you was, do you feel like the Steelers currently have the personnel in place at quarterback to run this style of offense, or are we going to need to see drastic changes in that room?
Yeah, I think you're probably going to need to see changes in that room, and not just at that position, but at other positions. I mean, they don't have, I don't care who you have as offensive coordinator, there aren't a lot of pieces. There are a couple of pieces, but there are still too many holes to fill to build a consistent offense, whether you're, you know, Bill Walsh or Andy Reid or any of them. You know, there's not a lot of talent offensively with this group, especially if they're not doing the little things right, like dropping passes or missing blocks or things of that nature.
Jeff, so, what did you infer from how Tomlin answered questions about his quarterbacks and the way he could acquire another one?
I inferred that they'll look to the outside, but I think price is the issue, and that's where he's hedging his bets and saying that we're going to bring in someone that automatically could compete to be the number one, because it depends on what the ask for is in a potential trade, or what the price is, or who else is available high in the draft based on the other needs that they have. So he left the door open, I think, very much for Mason Rudolph to be the starting quarterback potentially next year.
Jeff Hathorn, check him out, 937thefan.com. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. Sorry about the dog.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.